Next patient is Kelly Ayers. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S, A-Y-E-R-S. Date of consultation is 10-5-22, date of visit. I'm sorry, date of visit is 10-5-22. Date of birth is 6-18-71. Please make a copy for Jesse Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Casimiro, Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y, M-D, Jesse Casimiro, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and snoring with apnea. Next paragraph is tell us, this is a this is a 51-year-old white female who apparently has a history of loud snoring as observed by her spouse and family members, has had apneic episode while sleeping, but has never had a sleep study done. The patient denies daytime sleepiness, denies significant fatigue, but has some shortness of breath and weakness. She has had no recent weight loss and denied chest pains or abdominal pains and no leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for of 2 C-sections and history for breast augmentation surgery. She has had migraine attacks and has history of rheumatoid arthritis and has had fatigue. She denies any hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and quit. Alcohol use rare. She works as a caregiver. Next paragraph, family history, father died of colon cancer, mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph, med list included Adderall, 30 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has fatigue. She has had no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness. She has trouble concentrating. And she has shortness of breath, but denies wheezing or cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or melena. No leg or calf muscle pains. I'm sorry, no leg pain, but has some calf muscle pains. And she has no depression or anxiety, but has joint pains, muscle aches. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities. No skin rash. She has some skin rash, no itching. Next. Physical exam, this thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of the citrus or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 116 over 80, pulse is 88, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 120 pounds, saturation is 100. HENT are non-Hispanic people, so we act of an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery. And lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is rule out COPD. Number 3, rheumatoid arthritis. And number 4 is anxiety. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study, and also get advised to get a polysomnogram. She will get a copy of her most recent blood work, including CBC, complete metabolic profile, and also was advised to get an IgE level, RA factor, ANA panel, and SED rate. Follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesse. Oh, can you please also add, the patient was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler. 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesse Casimiro, CASIMIRO, MD. Thank you.